It's 88.5 KCSN. Nick Harcourt, your host on The Morning Show, and Courtney Barnett joins us. Nice to meet you. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Fresh off a show last night in town at the Bootleg, which I heard was great.
Mm-hmm.
And you're here to play us a couple of songs, so why don't we jump into it, play us a couple of tracks. If you feel like sharing an intro to it and what it's about, do. If you don't, it's fine. And then we'll have a little conversation, and we'll see how it goes. Courtney Barnett on The Morning Show with Nick Harcourt. It's KCSN.
It's a mess, and I guess the neighbors must think we run a meth lab. We should amend that. I pull the sheets back, it's 40 degrees, and I feel like I'm dying. Life's getting hard in here, so I do some gardening. Anything to take my mind away from where it's supposed to be. The nice lady next door talks of green beds and all the nice things that she wants to plant in them. I want to grow tomatoes on the front steps, sunflowers, bean sprouts, sweet corn and radishes. I feel proactive, I pull out weeds. All of a sudden, I'm having trouble breathing in. I'm having trouble breathing in. I'm having trouble breathing in. Having trouble breathing in. Two feet. I'm breathing, but I'm wheezing. Feel like I'm in for semen. My throat feels like a funnel filled with Weet-Bix and kerosene. And oh no, next thing I know, they call up triple O. I'd rather die than owe the hospital till I get old. I get adrenaline straight to the heart. I feel like Uma Thurman post overdose and kickstart. Reminds me of the time when I was really sick and I had too much pseudoephedrine and I couldn't sleep at night. Halfway down High Street, Andy looks ambivalent. He's probably wondering what I'm doing, getting in an ambulance. The paramedic thinks I'm clever cause I play guitar. I think she's clever cause she stops people dying. Anaphylactic and super hypochondriactic. Should have stayed in bed today, I much prefer the mundane. I take a hit from an asthma puffer. I do it wrong, I was never good at smoking bongs. I'm not that good at breathing in. I'm not that good at breathing in.
Oh,
cool. So that was called Avant Gardener. And this song is called Scotty Says.
It's 88.5 KCSN, live in studio session this morning. Our guest is Courtney Burnett. First of all, thanks for coming in. I know you had a late night last night, and you got a plane to catch to San Francisco for another gig tonight. So we appreciate you dropping by and playing us a couple of songs.
Total pleasure. Thanks for having us.
It's great to have you here. And I want to just get a little bit of background, if that's possible. I mean, most of our listeners only know the one song that we've played, and Avant Gardener, obviously. And brilliant title, by the way. but tell us a little bit about yourself, if you don't mind. Melbourne, Australia, is that where you grew up?
Yeah, so I grew up just out of Sydney in Australia, and then I moved to Hobart for a while in Tassie.
Oh, okay. Tasmania, for the uninformed.
Yeah. The little island down the bottom. And then I moved to Melbourne maybe 6 years ago, and I love Melbourne.
Oh, so you're not actually from there. Now, were you outside of Sydney, whereabouts?
It's the Northern Beaches, place called Church Point.
Oh, right on.
Little kind of coastal town.
Did you surf?
No, I tried to learn.
It didn't work for you?
No.
What about music? When did music come into your life?
I started playing guitar when I was 10.
What inspired that?
My brother, I got an older brother, and he introduced me to a lot of cool music. We didn't really have much music, but we had... We had a few Nirvana CDs and little mix cassettes with like Hendrix and a really weird mix of things. Hendrix, Green Day, Nirvana, Spider Bait, stuff like that.
You know, I often think these days, you know, I'm a little bit older than you, and when I was growing up, it was very different how you heard music. You know, there was no internet and any of that stuff. I know, kids, hard to believe, right? And I would, you know, listen to the radio and buy 45s. That's how I discovered music.
Yeah.
And the music before that time, I didn't care about. Do you know what I mean? Anything from the past, I was like, well, that doesn't count because, you know, I'm now, our generation's now. You guys and kids obviously coming up now, because you're in your 20s, your early 20s, right?
Yeah.
Mid-20s, young lady. But people who are coming up now, they have access to 60 years, 70 years worth of music. So when you tell me that you're listening to mixtapes with stuff like, you know, Hendrix and then Green Day, the music all sort of works together at some point, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's pretty amazing. It's kind of overwhelming how easy it is to find music. And I don't know if it... disvalues the, like, you know, the kind of joy of finding something that's kind of hard to find in a record store.
Sure.
And you know, but also it's pretty amazing that you can, you know, I remember listening to Nirvana Unplugged, that MTV thing, and
sure.
And they do that Bowie cover, and I was like, oh, I like this song. And then I look and it's written by someone called David Bowie. And I'm like, who's that?
I love this story.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Because you're like, I don't know who that is, but I like the song. And then you find out it's a cover. And then you find out this guy is like an icon.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So any Australian music that influenced you at the time? Any bands you were listening to from back home?
So there's a guy called Darren Hanlon who I really like. He writes great lyrics. Dan Kelly, Paul Kelly, the Go-Betweens,
sure.
Saints, Triffids.
Oh, Triffids. You don't hear too many people name check the Triffids. Great band out of Perth in Western Australia.
Yep.
Yeah.
Died Pretty, great band, Ron Pino,
right.
Hoodoo Gurus, lots of old stuff.
I like Hoodoo Gurus as
well.
Are they still going?
Yeah, they are. They just did a tour. I was lucky enough to do this TV thing with Dave Faulkner. We sang a Died Pretty song.
Oh, have
and it
fun.
Was amazing.
He's from Brisbane. They're from Brisbane originally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so 10, you got the guitar, you're listening to all sorts of great music. When did you start writing and what were your first songs about?
I think I started writing songs when I learnt like more than three chords.
There's more than three.
And you know, someone told me that that's all you need to write a song. So away I went and I wrote songs about, you know, things around my house. And I was probably, you know, 10, 11, 12, writing love songs about probably no one. But, you know, I'd heard love songs, so I thought that's what songs were about.
Were you serious straight away at that age?
Serious?
About you know, what you were doing. Did you think at that time, this is what I want to do?
I think so. Well, I don't think I remember thinking this is going to be my career, but I remember thinking, obviously, when I was 10, I wasn't thinking that, but I remember thinking this is fun. I want to do this all the time. I wanted to be like a professional tennis player when I was 10. That was my long-term goal.
And you replaced the racket with a real guitar.
Yeah.
So tell us about, you know, fast-forwarding, obviously, and jumping into your career as it is right now and recording your first EP. Tell us about that, 2011, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
I've got a friend called Emily Ferris.
That's the one.
Yeah,
I was just working pretty much full time and living in a share house, and I'd go home. I worked at a pub, so I'd get home at like 3 a.m. and sit in my room and kind of try and write these songs really quietly because everyone else is sleeping, and I kind of demoed them and multi-tracked them and played all the instruments on them, and then you know, that probably went on for ages, and then I showed them to my friends and said, this is the bass line, this is how the drums go, this is how the song goes, let's record it. So we spent a day in a friend's place who had heaps of nice recording gear and made the first EP.
Did you track everything live?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
There's a few, like a few crazy guitar overdubs.
Little bits and pieces.
Yeah, the majority of it's live.
And then obviously you did your second EP, and the single, Avant Gardener, which you played at the beginning of the set for us, was the one that grabbed a lot of people's attention. I think that it speaks for itself. But if you can just tell us very quickly what inspired it, and then how did the attention on that song shift things for you?
Yeah. So it's basically just a story about me having some sort of panic attack when I was gardening, and then ending up in hospital. And you know, it's a bit tongue in cheek. Kind of storytelling.
Just a little observational
yeah.
storytelling on the day.
And yes, it's 100% true. Lots of people ask me that.
Well, I get anaphylactic attacks as well, and I've been in the hospital loads of times. Oh. Seriously, I haven't gotten a great song out of it yet, though.
I wrote the song for you then.
Oh yeah, thank you. Sure. In advance. Wow, you're so psychic. Actually, I think it was about 2 years ago when I first had the first... No, never mind. I wonder what day that was. So obviously then a second EP, and then combining the EPs into the album, which is the double EP, A Sea of Split Peas.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on for you right now, obviously? I know that you came out and did CMJ last fall in New York, and that sort of jump-started things here in the States. What's going on for you right now? I mean, I know you're touring and everything, but is there going to be a new album? You're with the band, obviously, this time as well, which is great.
Yeah, it's so fun playing with the band. I've been writing since the last thing finished, and we're recording in April, hopefully, you know, releasing at the end of the year an album. And
you're going to record back at home, or are you going to do something?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, recording in Melbourne, the same place where we did the other one.
Right.
The second EP. And I'm doing like an Australian Billy Bragg tour next week when I get home.
Wow. Say hi to him for me.
All right, your friend.
He's fantastic. Yeah, no, he's great.
I'm really looking forward to that. I'm doing it solo, so, you know, after a year of touring with the band, it'll be...
stripping it back down.
Yeah, and we're doing, like, theatres. You know, we're doing the Sydney Opera House and Tivoli in Brisbane.
Can you believe all this crap's happening for you? It's fantastic. You're playing the Sydney Opera House.
I know. Yeah, I'm pretty much... I can just retire after that.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of the pinnacle.
That's fantastic. Well, I know you've got a plane to catch. Show's in San Francisco tonight. I'm sure there's a few people listening online up there. Do you know the venue tonight?
Yeah, it's the Rickshaw.
Okay. And you're going to play us out with something. What are you going to finish with?
I'm going to play History Eraser.
All right. Well, we'll listen to this. I'll say our goodbyes and thank yous to you right now, because at the end of the hour, we'll do our station ID, and Jim Nelson will be along taking us through the day. Hey, Courtney, great to meet you. Thanks for playing.
Thanks. I got drunk and fell asleep atop the sheets, but luckily I left the heater on. And in my dreams I wrote the best song that I've ever written. Can't remember how it goes. I stayed drunk and fell awake, and I was cycling on a plane, and far away I heard you say you liked me. We drifted to a party cool, the people went to arty school. They made their paints by mixing acid wash and lemonade. In my brain I rearranged the letters on the page to spell your name. I found an Ezra Pound and made a bet that if I found a cigarette, I'd drop it all and marry you. Just then a song comes on, you can't always get what you want. The Rolling Stones are always we, the irony. The Stones became the moss, and once all inhibitions lost, the hipsters made a mission to the farm. We drove by tractor there, the yellow straw replaced our hair. We laced the Derry River with the cream of sweet vermouth. In my brain I rearranged the letters on the page to spell your live once, so we touched a little tongue, and instantly I wanted to.
I lost my train of thought and jumped aboard the Epping as the doors were slowly closing on the world. I touched on and off and rubbed my arm up against yours. Still the inspector inspected me. The lady in the roof was living proof that nothing really ever is exactly as it seems. In my brain I rearranged the letters on the page to spell your name. We caught the riverboat downstream and ended up beside a team of angry footballers. I fed the ducks some krill and we were sucked against our will into the welcome doors of the casino. We drank green margaritas, danced with sweet senoritas, and we all went home as winners of a kind. You said, I guarantee we'll have more fun, drink till the moon becomes the sun, and in the taxi home, I'll sing you a Triffid song.